And I have something to say, and I will always have something to say about the Word of God. And I just want to thank everyone responsible for giving me this opportunity to be before you. Tonight, the title of my lesson is Look What You Made Me Do. Look What You Made Me Do. Now, children frequently say this. They start out early to put the blame on somebody else. A mother rebuked her little daughter for making faces at a bulldog. She replied, "Well, he started it." Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. Genesis 3 and verse 12 says, "Then the man said, 'The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate.'" So it's clear the real culprit here is the woman and to some extent God. The fact, of course, is that the man himself is largely to blame. Had he stood firm, how the course of history would have changed. Verse 13 of Genesis says, "And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?'" And only God really knew the answer to that question. As he looked down the suffering of ages and finally saw the suffering of his own son, he knew what was done. And sin is like that. Sin reaches farther than we can ever know. Sin takes you farther than you want to go. Sin costs you more than you want to pay. And sin keeps you longer than you want to stay. Aaron sought to put the responsibility of his sins on the people and on the fire. Exodus 32 verses 22 and verse 24. So Aaron said, "Do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. You know the people that they are set on evil." And he said, and I said to the verse 24 says, "And I said to them, 'Whoever has any gold, let them break it off.' So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out." You've heard this. When I was a little boy, they made me go to church all the time. So when I got older, I quit the church. Look what they made me do. Number one, did they make you bathe? Did they make you comb your hair? Have you stopped these two? You should be grateful for such parents. Parents like that are rare. Some of the parents that we have today won't even do anything for you like that. They let you go on your own. Ephesians 6 and verse 4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." A song leader was told by an elder that they would like another man to lead singing that day. He became angry and quit the church. He said that this elder caused him to quit. Number one, elders have the right to oversee the church. Acts 20, verse 28. Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. There are no permanent positions in the church. Selfishness was the cause. If we are not in fellowship with the brethren, we're not walking in the light. 1 John 1 verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. A businessman drinks for business and social reasons, and then says, if they hadn't put it out there and insisted, I wouldn't have done it. They made me do it. Romans 12 verse 21 says this, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And Colossians 4 and verse 5 says, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. And Matthew 5, 16 says this, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. One may become angry, lose his temper, and take the name of God in vain, and later say, you caused me to. Number one, there is no honor in holding your temper if there's never an occasion to turn it loose. There's no honor in holding your temper if there's never an occasion to turn it loose. Ephesians 4 and verse 26. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. And Exodus verse 20, chapter 20 verse 7 says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. We hear this. I got sick and they didn't visit me, so I quit the church. Look what they made me do. The Bible talks about the sick calling for members to visit them. James 5 and the verses 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Did you do this? Have you visited other members of the church when they were sick? We are not to go to the church to be served, but to serve. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28 says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom. Many. Did you do this? When the church is criticized, some members, rather than defend it, join in the criticism, saying, well, there are a lot of things up there that I don't like either, etc. They later say, I wouldn't have done it if others hadn't done it first. They made me do it. they lack courage. Ephesians 6 and verse 10 says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Ephesians 6, 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I've asked Randy to help me read some. I want him to read because I want us to hear all of the scriptures that we have for this. In Philippians 1 and verse 17 and Jude 3. What do we have there?
Philippians 1, 17. But the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. Jude 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
Yes. Now this here, this is a time-worn statement. They weren't friendly, so I quit the church. See how awful they were. First, this is as much your responsibility as the other fellas. Proverbs 18 and verse 24. What does that say?
A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
We go to church to worship and serve God, not just to be friendly. John 4 and verse 23 and verse 24. What does it say here, Randy? Black backsliders often speak these trite words. They just ask for money. So I quit. In other words, look what they made me do. Have you quit America? America, they ask for money all the time in the form of taxes. What about the stores? What about the gas stations? Money is a scriptural topic. What does 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2 say?
On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come.
But many are sensitive about this. They are sensitive about it. Glory seekers have said they wouldn't call on me enough. They wouldn't call on me often enough. So I quit. They made me do it. If they had called on me more often, I'd still be in. Why were you going to church? Just to be before the people? Read for me Matthew 23 and verse 5.
But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments.
You must learn to follow as well as lead. Young people become worldly and quit the church. Parents say, I can't blame them because the church didn't furnish recreation or entertainment for them. Well, what did you do to supply that need? They're your children. Ephesians 6 and verse 4 says this. Yeah, there, Randy?
Yes. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
An elder wondered how the church would get along without him. So he absented himself one Sunday. Because they got along all right, he became angry and quit. In other words, they caused me to, because they didn't miss me. One should not be so puffed up. Be humble. James 4, in the verses 10.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
He will lift you up. We try to lift our own selves up. But the scripture says he will lift you up. Whether we are missed or not, we have an obligation to God. Romans chapter 14 and verse 12, what we have there.
So then each of us shall give account of himself to God.
Some say, the preacher preached to me, so I'm not going back anymore. Look what he made me do. What is the preacher supposed to do? Preach against sin? Oh, yes. Provided it doesn't specify any of mine. What is 2 Timothy 4? 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 4.
I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
When we stand before God, we don't want fables. Fables would do us no good. We need the truth. We need the truth. As I conclude, I say this. It still remains that each will have to answer for himself. Read those three scriptures for me, please. John 12, verse 48, Romans 2, verses 6, and Revelation 20, verse 12.
John 12, 48, he who rejects me and does not receive my words, has that which judges him, the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Romans 2, verse 6, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
The word will judge us. We can't blame anyone. the word will judge us. This is my conclusion. This earth is not our home. We're just passing through to another land. To go home to heaven, one must decide to go. Life is filled with decisions. A decision not to go to heaven is actually a decision to go to hell. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit plead with us to make the right decision. This is a personal thing. No one can decide for you. No one can live for you. No one can prepare for you. We've heard the word. We've been taught. Do we believe it? Repentance of your sin is in the commandments. Confession is in the commandments. Being baptized is a commandment. And living faithful unto death is a commandment. I thank you for your attention. If you need to come, you can come as we sing our song of invitation.